I think first off, we had a pretty busy couple days, but the process started right after the season for us, obviously. So I want to thank, obviously, Shad Khan, who's made a commitment to this organization and a financial commitment to the city to let us invest into these players and put the best product on the field as possible. Obviously, Coach Marone and his staff, Coach Coughlin, our personnel staff, and then obviously John Idzik and Tim Walsh and doing the contracts were invaluable to the success over the last couple of days that we had in getting these players. So all the credit goes to those guys and the coaching staff and identifying these players that we targeted and we went hard after. So with that being said, I'll open it up.
AJ, obviously you saw him play a couple of times. What was attractive about bringing him along to play opposite of Ramsey?
Well, whenever you can, we think Jalen's a very good corner for us, and if you could add another very good corner, you got two guys on the outside that can hold up the quarterback for an extra half second for guys like Dante and Yannick and Kalais and Malik to get to him.
Hey, Dave, how attractive was Campbell's versatility, and how do you foresee him best fitting in for you guys?
Well, I think he and Malik have very similar traits, in terms of their length, their athleticism. He's a dominant player, not only inside but outside too. So I think it'll be a week-to-week thing. I think between he and Malik, those guys will be on the field the majority of the time. But where they line up, it'll be week-to-week, and it'll be for the opposing teams to kind of figure that out. Ryan?
Barry Church, veteran guy. How important was it to bring in somebody who's had some success in his league and can be a leader?
Well, talk about a leader. This is a guy, and I know him well from college. We tried to sign him when I was in Atlanta as a college free agent, and he decided to go to Dallas. But he's an undrafted free agent that was a four-time defensive captain for the Dallas Cowboys, which is tells you all you need to know about that guy.
Follow-up on Church is, can you play both free and strong? Is that how you?
Yeah, he's a strong safety. I think he's very good in the box, but he's got more than enough athleticism and speed to be in the deep half there too.
Tom obviously put a heavy emphasis on special teams when he came in here. How much did that play into bringing in McCray, who would work with DeCamillis?
Yeah, well, he's a very good special teamer, and that's his main objective right now. And we also have some hope for him to be able to rush the passer too. He's got some pass rush skills, and I think in our system and our scheme where he can just rush the passer and not have to worry about doing all the zone drops and dropping into coverage, I think he still has a high ceiling. D-Rock?
Thanks. All four guys' defense, just not – options available at the price you were looking for offensively?
No, we looked at some options. Obviously, we had our targets, and we felt like two of our main targets that we could get were on defensive side of the ball, and we got those two big guys, and Barry weren't sure if he'd get out of Dallas, and once we realized that they weren't going to be able to re-sign him, that was our objective. And we did add a two-time Pro Bowl left tackle too, so I know we didn't give him a free agency, but we added him to the team.
Campbell talking about Coughlin, saying Coughlin was one of the big draws here. Did you find that? Was that unique to him, or did you find that from, Church and some of those other guys that they liked?
Well, I think Tom's invaluable in this process. I mean, his reputation and his ability to, he's got a lot of relationships with agents, and as we start to get the ball rolling and to get Tom on the phone with some of these agents was critical in us closing those deals. So, yeah.
Follow up on Albert. What can he give you that you haven't gotten at a left tackle spot the last couple of years?
Well, he's such a big man, and his wingspan and his ability to pass protect. I think he's very motivated to play at a high level, and his pass protection, and he's looks like to be in very good shape right now. So we're excited about his year coming up here. It was more medical, and to get him in here and see where he was at physically. I know he had an injury last season, and make sure he was good with that, and he did finish the season. So he's in good shape, and he's working hard right now.
Dave, even if you have salary cap space as good as you have it this year or somewhere reasonable, do you foresee a spending spree like this being any kind of a common theme, or do you think that it's going to be on a year-by-year basis?
I think it's a year-by-year basis. You guys know our philosophy and the way you have sustained success in this league is building through the draft. And, you know, we're just trying to fill holes through free agency. And when we're able to fill holes with players like Kalias and AJ and Barry and Brandon, you know, that's great. Every team has needs, and you go into an offseason trying to fill, you know, 6 to 8 of your top 10 needs. And we felt like we filled some of those needs over the last couple of days.
Can you talk about how the free agency plan has kind of evolved since you've been here and maybe chasing some of the bigger names now?
Because well, we have the cap space, and I think we have, you know, I think there was, when I first got here, it was difficult to get players to take a visit. I think there was a big misconception about Jacksonville, and I think anybody that has come here, and I think we've been able to change the perception of Jacksonville. It's a great city, it's a great community, and it's a great place to play football, and now we just have to show the results. You know, the hard work comes now, you know, on the field and getting wins.
Dave, if you had to play tomorrow, are you happy with your offensive line?
Yeah, I think, you know, I think we're always looking to upgrade, but we have, you know, like we said, we added a 2-time Pro Bowl left tackle. We got Brandon Linder at center. We got a young A.J. Khan who's still ascending. We felt like Jeremy Parnell played very well towards the end of last season when he was healthy. And we have a great competition at left guard right now and guys that have played. And so we went from year one, I think we gave up 70-plus sacks to where were we last year? Middle of the pack, 34 sacks. So, you know, we're always looking to upgrade, but we can line up tomorrow.
Dave, with AJ and Jalen, what kind of problems do you think you guys give opposing passing attacks now?
Well, a lot of it's going to depend on AJ and Jalen. You know, they have to perform at a high level and continue to do that and do the right things to be prepared on a weekly basis. But I think where we'll have a lot of flexibility in the back end, whether we want to travel one of them to a receiver. We could play the matchup game. We can leave them on left or right. I think both those guys will have a lot of action. Usually when you have a very talented player like Jalen, the other corner will sometimes get picked on. Now you have a very talented corner in AJ. They're going to have equal opportunities to make plays.
When you guys had the turnover drought, how much did that kind of emphasize how much you guys needed some playmakers in free agency?
Well, I think it all starts up front. I know along the defensive line, I know Coach Coughlin's a big believer of that. Coach Marone's a big believer of that. So if we can control the line of scrimmage and, you know, give those guys in the back end a chance, I think if you look across the league, a majority of turnovers come from, you know, your linebackers and your back end. So, you know, moving Miles and putting him on the field more often, I think will help us with that too.
Looking back, 2013 draft, that entire class may be gone by the end of free agency here. How do you look back at that class now? Do you view it as a bad class or just guys didn't work out? How do you view
it? I think it is what it is. I think, you know, those two guys that just signed are very good football players. I think you see and kind of what I've explain to you over the past, and you and I have had this conversation with Luke Jokel. Luke Jokel, you know, had a very big market in free agency, and we are trying like heck to keep him. And unfortunately, the injury played a part into how much we could do with Luke. So if it wasn't for the injury and the unfortunate situation with that, we probably would have kept him. And Sip obviously had a big market too. And so I think those two guys, that they played well, didn't work out for him, you know, long term here, but we got 4 good years out of those guys.
How much flexibility does today's signings?
Avery Jones, I guess, would probably be right there. Right. Yeah, that's true.
How much does today's signings and the trade, how much flexibility does that give you for the first couple rounds of the draft?
Well, it does a lot, and that's what we want to go into. We want to go into with a clean slate into the draft and be able to take the best player available at 4. And when you're picking in the top 5, you should be able to do that.
And for the next couple weeks or so, is there some things you still want to accomplish with depth-wise?
Yeah, we're in the process right now. We're talking to agents. We got deals we're trying to close on certain players and looking to see where we can upgrade at every position.
All right, we'll finish up with Gene. Dave, how hopeful this time next year and the year after that are you that the money that you're going to be spending is going to be on second contracts for your players as opposed to other teams' players?
Well, I try not to look too far ahead, and that's the plan. You'd always like to reward your own players. But we got to win games, and in order to reward your guys, we have to have success on the field. So it's a team effort, and you know the guys that we just brought in are going to help with that. But there's a lot of work to be done between now and the end of the season, and I don't really want to start looking to free agency next year quite yet.
As a follow up, as we get closer to the draft, if the price is right, you open the trading down.
Because we'll talk so much about
the depth of this draft.
No, we'll look at every situation. You know, we were open to trading down last year, and you know, Jalen Ramsey fell to us. So you know, you can always have those options, but you got to make the right move for your team.